A very warm welcome to everyone this afternoon to the Women's Profile on 98.1 FM. I'm Kim McKenzie.
Good afternoon, I'm Maureen Maupio.
Good afternoon, I'm Nathalie Gariot.
And what a show we have for you today, taking you into another beautiful weekend in Brisbane. We are very, very lucky to have an Iranian oud player. Her name is Uzadeh Shami. She's also a Persian literature professional, and she's going to tell us all about her very sacred instrument, the oud, and play for us some very, very special songs as well. So that's coming up. Please stay tuned for that. But first, Nathalie, do we have something to go to, a song? No, we're going to go straight in.
You know what? I would love to hear a little bit of the instrument.
First, let's focus on...
And then after that, we jump to Marcy.
Okay.
Marcy Gray, she's singing I Try. I like this rhythm.
Okay, so let's, first of all, Uzadeh, welcome to our show. What a delight it is to have you here.
Thank you so much. First of all, I would like to say hello to your audience, and thank you so much for your invitation and for making this opportunity for me to introduce my culture and my instrument to your audience. I'm going to, before I say anything about my biography or my life, I would like to show you, yeah, and I would like to dedicate this interview and my playing to one of the most famous women who was singer about one century before in Iran, and she was very talented and professional in singing, and before these, she was really a progressive person in her time of living, and I really want to to introduce her to the Australian audience.
That's wonderful. And you, what was her name?
Her name is Qamar Waziri. And she was so famous in her time, and now as well. And she's really a role model for many women in Iran who are doing any activities in music or singing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you were saying her name means the moon.
Yeah. Her name in Arabic means moon.
Yes.
And she was really like a moon for many people, because she was not just a singer or an artist. She was a person who helped many people. And when she dies, when she died, she really didn't have anything for herself. She is famous because of these characteristics too.
Beautiful. Like the moon, she shone her light out to her people.
That's
beautiful. So you're going to give us just a very small taster
of
this magical instrument you have here. Look at that.
My pleasure.
The oud.
This is a brief melody from my master in Iran.
You back to ancient times, ancient land. It's a really, really magical sound, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
What an honor, Uzadeh, for your life to be going down this pathway and weaving this knowledge and playing that you have with your literature background also.
Yeah.
So some really interesting threads you're weaving together there, and we're going to hear all about that through the rest of the program. So first of all, we're going to go to a song. Is this one of the ones that Uzadeh is playing, or
No, it's we are coming back to
okay,
real life.
We'll come back to that.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm
after
sorry.
Traveling far away, we're coming back to
okay,
the okay,
that's fine. Thank you. Welcome back to the Women's Profile. And we are very fortunate today to have the lovely Ozadeh Shami, who's an Iranian oud player. She hasn't been in Australia for all that long, but she plays in bands in Iran and now in Australia. She's studying her Master of Arts in Musicology at the Sydney Conservatorium of Music. She's also an expert in Persian literature. She has a Bachelor of Arts in Persian literature, and she finds the oud goes with that magical literature beautifully. It's intertwined, and she's going to tell us all about that. Ozadeh, how did you start playing this magical instrument?
First of all, I want to thank you again, and it's a really honor for me to be in this program. I was studying Persian literature after I decided to study Persian literature after finishing the high school, and because I really loved it, and Persian literature in Iran is really very is a strong has a strong background, and it's influence in our daily life is not deniable. I always loved music, and I thought that I can live without music. Continued to study literature, and after graduation and after studying my work as a teacher, as a literature, Persian literature and writing teacher, in 2005, I thought that I really like to experience to playing an instrument, but I didn't exactly know which instrument has my last voice. One day I was listening to CD, which was from Shajarian, who is one of the most important singers of these decades in Iran. And I heard about 3 seconds, I listened to a solo of oud in his album, which was played with an oud player who was Mohammad Firouzi. And I really feel that I've been enchanted because and I found that this is the last voice that I've always looking for it. So wow. I started, and something happened that year that I've decided to do whatever I always liked in my life, and I felt that this is the time. Mm-hmm. So I bought an oud. Mm-hmm. And one of my friends helped me to find one of the best teachers and masters of oud in Iran, who is a woman. And now he's really very professional. She has a PhD on art research. Mm-hmm. And she is very, very professional oud player. And I would like to say to your audience that we will listen to one of his tracks, which she's singing and playing together, and that was the start. But I really didn't want to continue playing as serious as I do now, because I was a teacher and I felt that this is just my hobby. Mm-hmm. But my master, who is Negar Buban, she was really inspiring for me to work seriously on this field. Mm-hmm. For me, and because she was so serious and so sensitive about this job, this mm-hmm. work, and this profession. And so she really had very strong influence on me for choosing this way rather than continuing my life in literature.
So do you think the literature has helped you and the playing of the oud?
Yeah, of course, because literature and music and in Iran, traditional music are really mixed together mm-hmm. from old ages up to now, and we can't separate them mm-hmm. from each other. So that background really helped me to make a strong relationship with my music, the music I was learning. I'm happy to choose this way, this path in my life. Mm. And I'm doing both of these fields in my life. Mm. Now I'm focusing on music, mm-hmm. and I'm researching about Iranian music and its cultural relationships between Arabic music and Andalusian music in Middle Ages in Iran, which is the same as Middle Ages in Europe. Mm-hmm. And I'm very happy that maybe I can do something new and something which Iranian music history needs mm-hmm. Be done as a researcher. And now I'm trying to do something something which is good mm-hmm. for music, for Iranian music.
How fascinating. So this first track that you've chosen, mm-hmm. would you like to tell us a little bit about that mm-hmm. before we listen to it?
Yes, of course. I'm going to play a piece which is my version based on an old piece which we the form is something that we in Iranian music we say tasnif, and it's an tasnif, old tasnif from Qamar. After that we are going to listen to the original piece, which was I think it was recorded about maybe 80 years ago, if I'm not sure, but about 8 years ago, with a tar player who was the composer of this piece, mm-hmm. and cooperating with Qamar in making songs, and then Qamar was singing his songs. And this is one of the best of these two musicians.
Fantastic.
Piece, yeah.
Fantastic. Here we go.
Thank you.
welcome back to the Women's Profile. And we're listening to some inspiration from Iran, some ancient inspiration. And we've just been listening to Gamar. Have I pronounced that correctly?
Gamar, yeah.
Gamar, she's been one of your great inspirers, obviously.
Yes.
And before that, we were listening to Azadeh playing, and wasn't that beautiful? To hear you playing live here in the studio is a real, real treat. The sound that the oud creates is very, very magical. So it's a great honour to be able to listen to that and to hear the original music that inspired that song. So you were just telling us that Gamar had a difficult life because it was rare for a woman in Iran to be such a popular singer like that.
Yeah.
And that she had quite a hard life.
Yes, you're right. Now in Iran, it's maybe not really legally, but in traditional way and in some maybe religious way, it's the women are not permitted to sing. But in those days, it was completely a cultural issue and a traditional issue that it was really weird that a woman sing as a professional singer in common and public stages. They were singing some popular music in maybe cafes and bars, but it was really a progressive working as from Qamar to sing in a public stage. So she was not she was threatened from some men. To maybe that you are not, they told her that you are not allowed to sing, you are not a good woman, but she did and she continued to sing, and she proved that to those people and to the society that a woman can be a good woman, and I mean a good woman who is can be a brave and professional woman and can sing, and you, if she wants to sing, you can't do anything. And she proved that
wow,
really.
Courageous lady.
There are some books about her biography in Iran because she was very and is very inspiring.
I can see that.
Artists. Yeah.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So the song you played too, did that have a particular story to it?
This is the poem is about is about love and is about being far away the person who maybe the poem the poet is far from him or her. I don't and I don't know exactly what the story is, but I know that this is one of the best composed songs by Nadavud, who was a composer in those days, and many musical critics do agree that this is one of his best song, and it's very famous between the traditional pieces in Iran, which we say the form is tasnif, and it's a metric piece because Iranian traditional music has two main forms, which one is non-metric, which I played at as an introduction while I was playing, which we say avaz, and it's non-metric, and other forms are metric, like tasnif, reng, and char mezrab, which are some various forms, musical forms, which are metric. And but avaz is very, very important in Iranian traditional music, and this is the part that makes some singer or player very distinguished between other musicians, because it's not really easy to understand what's exactly the soul of that non-metric piece is to for performing it, and it needs very many studying on it and analyze it.
So they've been able to bring in all that aspect, plus express something deep from the heart in the message of the love. How beautiful is that?
Thank you.
That's really, really beautiful. So, Azadeh, how long did it take you to actually master the oud? It looks like a very beautiful instrument. It's round. We can see it's timber. This one looks particularly old. Is it an old one?
This is my instrument is about maybe 12 years old.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's not very old.
Yeah, but the shape is old because it's the model which was the first maybe picture was from Farabi's, an old musician, Farabi's book, and the oud maker of my instrument, who is Master Arafati in Iran, was used that pictures from that book, that old book. If I want to tell some more about my instrument for your audience, I should describe it like this. It's a pear-shaped instrument with a big sound box, and it's completely has been made by wood, and this is why in Arabic they say they called it oud, because in Arabic oud means wood, and it's Iranian name which is older than the Arabic name is Barbat. Its strings are doubled. It has five doubled strings, which every double strings are tuned the same. It has it's famous for its deep sound, maybe most of your audience are familiar with this instrument in some Arabic or Turkish performances or videos or concerts, because recently in current century it is the most popular instrument in these areas like Turkish and Arabic, like Iraq, like Egypt, and other Arabic countries. But really this instrument is an old, not exactly Iranian instrument, but it's an ancient instrument which is the time is related to the Mesopotamian period, which it may all these countries were together in a big country. I always do not tell exactly that this is an Arabic instrument, this is an Iranian instrument. I think it's Middle Eastern
instrument. And you've got beautiful carving on the front, very intricate flowers. Is that flower carvings? Would all of the ouds have that? Or is that yours because you're so special?
No, all of them has differences between in the wood the makers used, or the color that they use for the soundboard. The differences are just like that, and some of the woods have deeper sounds, some of them completely opposite of that, but most of them have the same shape. The Arabic ones have just different tune tuning by rather than Iranian ones.
That's wonderful. So we're going to hear another track now from you, another little taster. What are you going to play for us now?
If I want to play something which is related to the thing that I played, I'm going to play a part of a Char Mezrab, who is in this space that I played, which is in the mood of Dashti in Iranian music repertoire. And I'm going to play part of it because it's too long. Mm-hmm. And it's from Master Mansur Nariman, who was the person who renewed oud in Iran since maybe 50 years ago, because oud was before 16th century, oud was one the most important instrument in Iran. And we don't know what happened that about 300 years it goes to be forgotten in Iran. And it travels to the neighbors' countries like Turkey, like Iraq, and after Pahlavi and during Pahlavi period, it's about less than one century that oud is gradually is going to return to the Iranian music. And one of the most important persons who did this great job is Master Mansur Nariman.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a piece from him.
Shamee. She's an Iranian oud player. We're very, very lucky to have her in our studio today on the Women's Profile. So, Azadeh, we've got a last piece of music that you've recommended for us to play today. Tell us a little bit about that. Sorry, just before we do that, Mansur Mariman, that piece was. You've written in your bio here, he was one of your major influences.
Yes.
So it must be lovely to play.
Yeah, because he was the master and teacher of my master, Negar Buban, and because he really caused that many musicians and many listeners to Iranian traditional music pay attention to the oud again, and he really did try hard for introducing it again because it was really it was forgotten in Iranian music, and the instrument tar was the most important instrument. And then now, fortunately, it's the time that oud is one of the instruments in many concerts, many bands, and it's going to
be... So he's done a great job in really bringing that back. Yeah, so isn't it lovely to be able to play his music live?
Yeah.
He'd be very, very honoured, I'm sure.
Thank
so
you.
Tell us about this last track that you've chosen for us on the CD.
Before I explain about this track and the player who is Negar Buban, I would like to tell a brief about the women musicians and players and singers in Iran in these days. There are many restrictions and many limitations for women, especially in Iran, for have some activities in music, especially in singing, because it's forbidden. There are some radical, maybe, I don't know, groups or some radical powers who do not let the woman to sing in common stages. Many women have found some solutions, like going out of Iran for performing and recording their pieces and their performings, and some hold their concerts in some underground groups or in private ways in the houses maybe. And I really like to tell to your audience about this situation, which is really complicated and difficult for Iranian women, and but they are so brave. They struggle with this situation because they know that the media and the public medias are going to help them to solve this problem and to go to overcome this situation. And this the piece that we are going to listen is one of the samples of this kind of struggling, or maybe not really struggling, but bravery in performing and to show the Iranian women singers voice to the other people around the world.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I really, it's based on a poem which is from Ahmad Shamlu, a modern poet in Iran, who is very famous in Iran. And the composing of the song and the voice are completely from Negar Buban,
mm-hmm.
who she has made this song, and she is singing this song by herself, and she has recorded this song in US.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Schabnist, Schabnist, Mahnist, Naruza, Naftal. در نیست راه نیست شب نیست ماه نیست نه روزا نه آفتاب
Sounds from Iran by Negar Buba. She's an artist, a female artist that has inspired our very special guest today, Ozadeh Shami, who's an Iranian oud player. And we've been very fortunate to hear her beautiful playing here and to learn about the oud and her country, Iran. That's bringing our show to an close today. My gosh, it's gone so fast. Mm-hmm. Ozadeh, can we please thank you very much for coming into the studio? It's been an absolute pleasure to meet you and to hear your beautiful inspiration. And we hope to see you again sometime.
Oh, absolutely.
And can we just point listeners to your website? Mm-hmm. If anybody would like to learn more about you or to get in contact with you, you're at www.azadeh.com. Ozadeh Shami, all one word, AzadehShamee.com, and they can contact you and hear more of your beautiful music there, I hope. So thank you. It's been a great pleasure.
Thank you so much from you and your fantastic program, and I'm so excited about this opportunity that you make for me, because I think many people in Australia do not know about my instrument, and I would like to tell them that if they want to learn how to play oud, I can do it, and I can be in contact with them via my website and my Facebook, which is exactly based on my name in Facebook and my website. And I really would like to ask your audience to accept my apology about my accent and my English.
It's a beautiful accent.
Thank you. And because I'm really new in Australia, and I hope I can improve my English in future.
Thank you, Ozadeh.
Thank
That's
you so
beautiful.
Much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And it's a goodbye from us all today. Enjoy a wonderful weekend, and we shall see you all again next week from 12 to 1 p.m. on The Woman's Profile.
We are ready for the weekend now.
We are. How relaxing.
I'm getting ready for my party for the end of the year, break up for the netball tomorrow. So and have a good weekend, everybody.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend, Maureen. You're going to be busy.
Bye.
Excellent. Thank you, Ozadeh.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye. Bye.
هیچ کس با هیچ کس سخن نمی